Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, get us up to the people.
Hey, people, how you guys doing tonight? We're back with another great episode of Cruise Control, so I hope you guys are excited. Hey, Jay, how about you go and introduce topic? Tell everyone what we're talking about today.
All right, guys, first off, I just want to say sorry for the late start. If you want to blame anyone, blame my brother. You know, he has issues.
Why would they blame me, Jay?
Anyways, guys, let's get it pumping with the topic.
You just put it on, aren't you the one that's always having technical difficulties or something? Why would I be blamed?
So, guys, let's get started with the topic.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to deal with that.
I am the producer of this show. If you do not want me to mute you, just be quiet.
Go ahead. Try your best. You cannot do the show without me.
So, guys, let's get it started. So, the topics we have for you today is sex in public places, Li-Fi is better than Wi-Fi, PS4 going to launch remote play, and in TV shows, why is the person who works the hardest only ever the second strongest? So, let's get it started. So, we're going to start with, in TV shows, why is the person who works the hardest only ever strongest? The reason I brought this up, guys, because I saw a pretty cool picture that got me thinking. And I already thought of this, but it got me thinking of putting this as a topic on the show. It was a picture of the Naruto characters, the One Piece characters, and Dragon Ball Z characters, where all of the strongest characters are always the laid-back, carefree ones. They always end up being the strongest characters in the show. And then the ones who work the hardest, trying to better themselves every day, nonstop, only thinking about training and bettering themselves, are always only the second strongest. And the reason I bring this up is because what kind of message does that send when you have all these kids who watch these shows, and then the person who works the hardest isn't always the best? To me, it's trying to say, like, enjoy life and let things come to you. But then again, hard work does pay off, and that's something you got to teach these people, teach these kids, because, you know, kids are hooked onto these cartoon shows or these animes, and, you know, we got to teach them lessons as they watch the show. And just going around saying that the harder you work, you can only be second best, I don't know if that's the best message. What do you think?
I mean, I might have to disagree with you there. Now, I agree, you know, maybe it does send a message saying no matter how hard you work, you might end up second best. But what about the other messages where it's saying, you know, working hard, you know, to the fullest, it might not always be the best for you. I mean, you can take valuable lessons or get better at things by relaxing. Don't you, like, sometimes play a video game and no matter how hard you try or practice, you can't beat it? What do? You go do something else. You take a break. You think about it. You come back. Maybe just have fun, and you'll be able to beat the part you couldn't beat before. I mean, it might not be the same thing, but I take that as something similar. I mean, the main characters or the protagonists are usually carefree, have a laid-back attitude, but it's not saying that they don't work hard, because they do. Now, that picture you saw, I saw it too. Goku, probably one of the hardest workers in Dragon Ball Z, always training. Same thing with Naruto and Luffy. They're constantly training, so they might not have that serious attitude where nothing matters more than being the best or having power, but they don't take training for granted. They don't take working hard for granted, but they realize that's not all there is to life. That's why they end up being the strongest, because what gives them their strength most of the time is other people, friendships. Sad to say, you know, but realistically what gives them their strength is everything, mostly everything but working as hard as you can. Obviously, that's a factor, but in the end, it comes down to multiple things, not just training or working your hardest.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I agree with you on the point that those characters also want a card when they fight for something else other than think of just being stronger. But for the people who just have the ambition of bettering themselves, it's kind of like throwing salt in their face or salt in the wound, saying, yeah, you can work hard to better yourself. But and I also agree it's a good point to tell people, yeah, sometimes you'll work so hard and there might be someone better than you. And that doesn't put you down. You're still talented, but there might just be someone better than you. And it also serves that point, too, so it's not a bad thing. But, I mean, then again, you know, the people who take, no matter how hard you work, you might not be the best. That might be a good lesson, and it might be a bad lesson. I mean, I guess it depends on your mindset.
I mean, that's a fair point. That's how life is, you know. Like, you know, sometimes no matter how hard you work, you'll never be better than other people who work hard and have natural talent at it. I mean, you know, it's difficult to say, but, you know, sometimes you see that lesson where the one of the characters tries their best, but they'll never be as good as one of the other characters on a show or movie, you know, regardless, and it happens. But that doesn't mean not to work hard, because working hard does provide, you know, a lot of good things. You know, these TV shows, I feel like, yeah, sometimes, you know, they make you wonder, but in the end, I feel like they go in a generally positive direction, and that's why we love our main characters, because they're not all about training. They're about everything else life has to offer, too, while being the best at whatever it is they do.
I completely agree with that. So let's move on to our next topic then, guys. So the next topic we're going to be talking about is sex in public places. Yes. You know, sex is such a fun activity, guys, and, you know, for those of you who have had the chance to enjoy it, maybe some of you have not, Chris, but, you know, it's a fun activity, but people are starting to, you know, get a little risque, and a sexy trend is starting to break out more, you know, and that trend is people are having sex in public places. You know, back in the days, this probably almost never happened, I would assume, you know, but now it's just happening more and more, and a lot of people think it makes sex exponentially hotter. What do you think about this and, you know, this just topic right here?
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't have any idea what people back in the day did when they were, you know, out in public, whether they did anything sexual or not. Maybe they did. Who knows? I mean, to each their own, right? Not every couple or every individual is the same. Some people might not be comfortable with that. Others might be more willing to do things like that, you know, get their freak on. But, I mean, I think it's, you know, I love the mindset, honestly, in almost everything, that if you're not harming anyone else, you're not harming yourself, you're free to do whatever you want. And if you're in a relationship where, you know, that you're at the point where you need to have sex in a public place, as long as you're not disturbing anyone or, like, for example, let me give you a good example. Let's say you're at a Panda Express, right? You're with your girlfriend and, you know, the mood comes over you. You go to a bathroom, you know, with, like, one stall. You know, you lock the door. You get your freak on in there. And then you exit out. I mean, that's just a, you know, just one example where it could happen. I mean, is it wrong? I'm not going to say yes or no. I just think, you know, to each their own. And if they, as long as, see, in that situation, they didn't bother anyone. Maybe it's a little nasty for the next person to come in, but I don't see any problem with it. I think, you know, anything to spice up the relationship, keep things fresh. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know. But as long as you don't go breaking any laws out there, it's fine.
I guess you got to do what you got to do. You know, when you're in the moment, you know, it happens, I guess, and it's happening more and more. And, you know, I've just been reading stories about it. And, you know, I read a couple stories how some people got caught. Like, one lady was having sex, or a couple was having sex by an escalator in an unknown subway station. And a woman happened to be passing by and interrupted them. And when the woman spun around, because they were doing it doggy style, she had a baby strapped to her chest, so she was carrying the baby the whole time while having sex, which is pretty weird. Another couple got caught having sex in at a university in a press box when they only got caught because they posted the photo to Snapchat, which is, you know, not pretty smart, but, I mean, it's just happening more and more, and, you know, it is a crime because it's public indecency. You can't do things like that, but, I mean, if no one gets hurt, I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, the baby one, yeah, it's a little pushing it, but, yeah.
That's a little pushing it.
You know, just having a baby strapped, I mean, you know how bad that must look. But, like, in the other examples, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's public indecency. People don't want to have to worry about going outside and seeing people having sex or fornicating, you know, in public. You know, that's what you have homes for. That's where you have, you know, private places. And I agree with that because you don't want to see, you don't want your kids maybe who aren't old enough to see that, you know, witnessing things like that. So I fully understand that. And I can see why people will have problems with it. But like I said, as long as they're not hurting anyone, they're keeping to themselves, and they don't, like, you know, like, because these people, they're getting themselves caught, you know, like the couple that posted on Snapchat, that's not very smart. You're promoting what you just did, and if you don't think you're going to get caught like that, then you have to think again. But, you know, I can see both ways. I can see how people would say, you know, that, like, you know, keep it to the privacy of your own home, and I can see how people, you know, say, you know, you got to spice up your relationship, have a little fun. To be honest, I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't see the problem as long as you're not hurting anybody. But then again, like, if I had kids, I wouldn't want them stumbling upon some couple having sex, and then they're still too young to, you know, to understand, and it's too early to, like, you know, expose them to that, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle, but this is a hard topic for me because I don't know. I want to say, yeah, you know, do it, have some fun, you know, as long as you're not bothering anyone. But then I'm like, yeah, but you got to think of the kiddies or the people that might not want to see that. I don't know. What do you think, Jay?
Yeah,
how you
But then you got to think of, you know, other countries who are where, like, every beach is pretty much a nude beach, or, like, on regular cable they have, like, porn channels or whatever, or sex channels. I mean, so other countries are more open about sexuality and naked people, and yet they get along just fine, and it's actually, you know, I guess better over there, you know, in a way.
I mean,
I feel like
you're right. Our culture is exposed to sexuality more than it's ever been, but who's to say is that necessarily a good thing? Or is it a bad thing? I mean, it depends really on how you look at it.
True, but, I mean, experts say we are in a golden age of exhibitionism because it's being seen as a major turn-on to some women because it makes them feel desired, which is paramount in female fantasies, according to some PhD or experts. So, apparently, we're in the golden age of it, and more people, especially women, you know, fantasize about being caught or doing it in public. Just that aspect of maybe getting caught is a big turn-on to a lot of people nowadays, and, you know, that's the reason why more and more people are having sex in public places. So, I mean, maybe if we were more open, like other countries and other cultures, it wouldn't be a big deal.
I mean, I can see your point, but, you know, that's our laws right now, and maybe it wouldn't be a big deal, but then, like I was saying, is too much sexuality, or is that a good thing? Should that be the new norm, is what I'm trying to say, and I don't know. Maybe where we're at right now is where we're supposed to be at, or maybe we need to be stricter on sexuality, or maybe we need to be freer. I'm not the one to tell you the answer, guys. My opinion, you know, I'm all over the place with this opinion. I can't even give you a real answer, Jay, because one minute I'm going to say, you know, open to sexuality, and then another I'm going to say, you know, but what about the kids? Because it doesn't bother me. It doesn't. I wouldn't mind, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone, that's fine. But What about everyone else, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I get you. Well, guys, let's end that topic here. So, guys, we have reached the halfway point of our show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. If you have any thoughts on what we spoke about, you can message us on Twitter at ChristianCruise66 or at JC Films. So, guys, we're going to head to a quick commercial break. Stay tuned.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer from Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show, and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer, and if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join True Convos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest. Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz. Only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, from the commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, people. Welcome back from commercial break. So, where we left off, we talked about a couple interesting things. I mean, you saw me going round and round talking about sex in public places and sexuality, pretty much. And we also talked about, Jay, what was it? What else did we talk about? Of course. I'm sorry?
I was going to say good memory, but it's TV shows that, you know, the person who works the hardest are only ever second best, and what, you know, I should say about or teach our next generation or kids that watch it.
Yeah, you can tell. I haven't been working hard.
No, not at all. So, guys.
All right, Jay. So, what are we moving on to for the final topic of today?
We have two final topics, but they pretty much go into one, technology. So, guys, we're going to be talking about Wi-Fi better than Wi-Fi first. So, guys, if you want to download an entire music catalog, video game, HD movie in seconds, apparently there's a new Wi-Fi alternative, and it might make things better than what your Wi-Fi does right now. It's called Li-Fi, and it's pretty much it transmits internet through light waves. So Li-Fi is a two-way wireless technology that relies on light in either the visible spectrum or non-visible frequencies, infrared, to relay data at ultra-fast speeds. So visible light is capable of transferring more data at a faster rate than Wi-Fi, making it ideal for broadband service. So this technology pretty much makes your Wi-Fi speed 100 times faster. So it's 100 times faster than Wi-Fi, this Li-Fi technology, which I think would make life so much easier, don't you?
I mean, to be honest, yeah, it's cool. Obviously, you know, we're heading in that direction where technology is just going to keep advancing. But, like, the way you just said it, like, it's going to make life so much easier. For what, Jay, it's not a huge hassle with our high-speed internet right now. I mean, next it's going to be, like, instantaneous. We're going to think about it, it's going to be there. That's where we're going to end up. And then, like, even at that point, people are going to say, oh, so if only it was faster. I mean, that's how I feel like our generation is now. We're so accustomed to getting things quickly, you know, drive-through, high-speed internet, that even with, like, we're begging for them to keep speeding it up. But I'm in no rush. I mean, our high-speed internet is fast enough to me as it is. But I do think it's a cool invention. Obviously, everyone's going to want it to get faster. And like I'm telling you, eventually we're going to end up to the point where we're going to think about it and it's already going to be open with our high-speed internet. That would be something cool, right?
Exactly. But it's still in the working stages. They're trying to, you know, make it better, make it mainstream. So, guys, let's hope they work out the bugs with this and let's look for something like this in the future. Have some fun with it. So, guys, let's talk about the next thing that I wanted to get to. So, PS4 is going to make it remote. So, Xbox One, you can play Xbox One games on your PC and Mac. PS4 is looking to do the same thing. So, they're going to try to get remote play for PlayStation 4 games or PS Vita on the internet or your laptops, pretty much PC, Mac. So that would be pretty cool. You don't always have to play on your home system. If you forgot your system or whatever, you'd be able to play on your Mac or computer.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. Now you're going to be able to travel, so you can just take your, instead of, you know, having to take your PS4, you can just take your laptop, I guess, like hook into your PS4 and end up playing from a different location, which is pretty cool. I know they have something like that already, but just being able to take your laptop, which does a bunch of other things for you, you know, surf the internet, whatever you want it to do, and then now you can play PS4, that's pretty cool to me. I know Xbox One already does it. But, you know, now that PS4 is trying to get into the same game, it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. I don't know if that's, like, a crazy exciting feature, but it is something I'll look forward to that I like that PS4 is trying to include.
Exactly. I mean, watch it be super useful. Watch, Chris, you're going to start using it once that they come, PS4 comes out with that, you're going to be one of those people that are going to use it all the time. You're going to be like, man, this is such a great feature. But right now, you're like, yes, it's okay, blah, blah. And then once you start using it, I'm out you to all our fans.
I mean, but, yeah, obviously it's a cool feature, but that's why you still have PS Vitas. You know, you have, like, Game Boys and or the future Game Boys where, you know, everything's portable now, so you can play a bunch of games on the move already. Now you're just adding something that'll make it a little bit easier to try to do the same thing with the PS4. That's why I'm saying it's not something innovative. It's not something new, but it seems like it's going to be pretty cool, like useful. A lot of people, I'm sure, would like that to play their PS4 games on the move, but it's not like they're inventing something new is what I was trying to say, because you do have things like the PS Vita.
Sounds like you're kind of hating on it.
I'm not hating, Jay. I'm saying it's cool, just not groundbreaking.
No, you're a hater. You know, haters hate, bro. And when you're not good and talented with these people, you don't hate on whatever they come out with. Take a lesson, fans. That is Chris over here. You know, don't be like him. Don't be a hater, guys. So that's pretty much the new technology updates that I read about. I wanted to let you guys know about it because I thought it was pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, I'm just going to agree with you, Jay, so you don't call me a hater anymore. It's pretty cool, guys. But that about wraps up our show for tonight. We're so sorry that it's coming to an end, but we hope you guys have fun along the way. So, as always, we want to thank you for listening to Cruise Control, guys. If you'd like to talk about the topics we discussed tonight or give us an idea for another topic, feel free. You can always reach me at ChristianCruise66 on Twitter and Jay at JC Films. So, guys, this about wraps it up for Cruise Control. We will see you again tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. I'm going to let Jay go ahead and take it out, but this is it for me, guys. Good night.
So, guys, again, like my brother said, make sure you catch us on Cruise Control tomorrow from 11 to 11:30. And just want to say that the first episode of the Arrow and Flash crossover premiered tonight. It was pretty good. And then the second one appears is going to play tomorrow. So make sure you guys catch that, because remember, that was the show we highlighted this week. So make sure you catch it. So, guys, you guys have a good night. Later. Now shut up and drive.